there's peace in me, in my body. So we should always sit in such a way that we have peace inside. He's looking at their children. And peace is now. It's either now or never. Peace, joy, happiness, here and now. I want to be a Buddha now. He's talking to the children. Breathe in. I'm aware of my body. My body is here. Breathing out. I release all tension in my body. And I feel at peace. Aware of my body. Relaxing my body. Breathing in, I feel alive. Breathing out, I smile at life in me and around me. Living, smiling at life. I see my father in me. Breathing out, I smile at my father in me. Father in me, smile. Breathing in, I invite my father to breathe with me. Breathing out, I invite my father in me to breathe with me. Father in me, and we breathe together. Father and I, we breathe and smile together. feel light. Papa, do you feel light the way I do? Breathing out, I feel free. Father, do you feel free too? I breathe in. I feel so light. Mother, do you feel as light as I do? I breathe out, and I feel free. Mother, do you feel free too? Good morning, dear Sangha. Today is Wednesday, 20th June of 2011, and we're in the Upper Hamlet Meditation Hall in Plum Village. But I also love Italy. Each year, I go to Italy to offer a retreat to the adults and to children in the Italian children. There were a lot of children who came to the retreats. There were almost 100 children for each retreat I gave. And I'm very, very happy to be able to practice with the children. They love meditation, sitting meditation, and they also love walking meditation. And I learned to speak a little Italian with them. One day, I had some corn seeds with me, and I gave them out to the children. And each child got one seed of corn. It was a homework assignment that they had to do. The child had to after the retreat, the child was supposed to take the seed home and plant it and to water the seed every day, a little bit, and watch it. And that was an exercise of meditation that they were given. And you know what? The adults also wanted to do the same thing. So I gave seeds to the adults too. I had a big sack. And this is what they were supposed to do. After 1 or 2 weeks, the seed became a small corn plant. So the corn seed became a young corn plant with 2 or 3 leaves. So today we have a corn plant in front of us, sitting in front of Thai, but there are more leaves on it than 2 or 3. There are quite a few. So he's asking the brother to hold it up so everyone can see it. And when the plant appeared and manifested with 2 or 3 leaves, the child was supposed to come and speak to the plant. That was the homework, to come and talk to the plant. To look at the plant, the corn plant, and to breathe. And you should ask the following question to the corn plant. Oh, beautiful corn plant, do you remember when you were just a little seed? That's what we're going to ask the corn plant. That's what we'll do. My beautiful little corn plant, do you remember when you were just a seed, just a corn seed? And after you ask the question, you listen. And the corn plant is very surprised when, and they'll say, "Me? A seed? I don't believe it. It can't remember. It can't even imagine that it was just a seed. How could that be? That's not possible." Out of the question. And so you're going to speak with this plant, and you're going to converse with this plant, this corn plant, and you're going to say, this is what you'll say: "Dear beautiful corn plant, I'm the one that planted you. You were just a little seed, tiny. And I put it in this pot, and I watered you every day. And a few days later, there was a germination that began, and you began to sprout, and you began to manifest." And so this went on. I kept watering. And I know this because I'm the one that planted you in this pot, in this very pot. And so you try to tell the plant the truth. Because the plant just can't believe you, because it just can't believe it was once a seed, a little tiny seed. I think that this plant here is beginning to believe me. Because there is recognition in this plant. This plant is capable of recognition. We talk about living matter. We talk about the mind. And living matter. So there's the spirit, there's the mind, and the living matter. And we believe that they're two different things. We believe that the mind is not body and body is not mind. They're two different things. But this is kind of outdated, this way of thinking. Because when you look more deeply in the corn seed, you see intelligence. Because there is intelligence contained in this little seed. Because this corn seed knows how to germinate, and it knows how to become a plant. It knows how to sprout, and this little seed also will know how to create leaves, and also how to create the ears of corn. So this plant does have this intelligence, does have this recognition. So we can't just say that this is living matter, but it has no mind or has no intelligence. And the flower too. And the flower also has a consciousness as its form of intelligence. And so you can say, yes, I agree. You might say, okay, well, I agree, a plant could have a consciousness, but a rock, a stone? And Tai says, yes, it's true. There's, because modern science, quantic science, physics, has begun looking very deeply and sees the particles and sees very deeply. And we have discovered that the seeds, the particles are intelligent and very intelligent. So, we can no longer say that matter is completely separate from any kind of intelligence. Because when we look into matter deeply, we'll see mind. And when we look into mind, we'll see matter. And the two go together. One is contained in the other. And that's what the Buddha said. Namarupa, namorupa, in Sanskrit. Psyche and soma, they're the same. One and the same. So, when we speak to the corn plant, we should know that it has its intelligence and it can listen. And so we can say, dear little plant, you're so beautiful. Do you remember when you were just a little seed? And so we try to tell its history to the plant. And maybe one day your plant will accept the truth. Okay, so with a little boy or a little girl, you could ask also, when you were just a little seed, and that seed was even smaller than a corn seed, the seed in the father and in the mother. And those two seeds join, and the child is planted. And when this seed has been planted and is consumed in the mother's stomach, the seed is so small, it's even smaller than a corn seed. Do you remember that time? You can't say the way the corn plant has said, oh, I don't believe it in me, never. Oh yes, you were a little seed in your mother's stomach. And meditation helps us to look into these things. So medicine has its way of looking at things. But to really understand, we have to meditate. So meditating means taking the time to really look at things, to look deeply into things. And so Tai now is holding up a seed, a corn seed. So in sitting meditation, during sitting meditation, you can close your eyes and you can look inside, look into. And you will be able to see that you were once a tiny seed in your mother's stomach. And that's the truth. And this grain, this seed, grew very quickly and multiplied. And your manifestation is called conception. You were conceived. And your stay in your mother's stomach lasted 9 months, about, more or less. And your mother ate for you, and she breathed for you. And your mother carried you in her stomach for more or less 9 months. And so you can remember this, and it's very useful to remember that. To say, I came from my father, I came from my mother. I was just a tiny seed once upon a time. And this seed, and that seed, belonged to my father and to my mother. The same way that this seed belongs to the ear of corn that Thay is now holding up. And the ear of corn belongs to the plant. So we should see, look at the plant and look at its origin. Where did it come from? So, if you're a scientist, or if you look deeply, you will then see this is the corn seed in the plant itself. Just looking at the plant, you'll see the seed. But on the surface, there doesn't seem to be a seed yet, because it hasn't manifested yet physically before our eyes. But if we look deeply, we'll see that the seed is still there. The seed didn't die. How could it die? If it died, there'd be no plant. So, in that way, we can say that the seed is still alive in this plant, but it's changed. It simply took another form. So, if you practice meditation, you will be able to see this corn seed in the plant, in the corn plant itself. So tell me, can you see the seed in this plant? Yes, it's there. So you can say, hello, little seed. I know you're still there. You simply become a beautiful plant, a corn plant now. And when we can see the seed, and we can also see the ear of corn, you can then look at your father and say, oh, okay, yes, I did come from my father and I came from my mother. And if we can understand that the plant is a continuation of the seed, you will see that you, too, are the continuation of your mother and your father. And it's true that the seed is in the plant itself. And in the same way, your father and mother are in you. Sometimes people believe that our father and mother are completely outside of us. They're also inside of us. This morning, Phap Lin guided a sitting meditation, and he helped us to see our father in each cell of our body. Oh, Papa, you're in each cell of my body, and I'm smiling to you. Hello, Mother. I know that you are in each cell of my body. Hello. And this morning, We had a guided meditating, sitting meditation. I invited, and we said, I invite my mother to breathe with me. It's something beautiful to do. The mother and child breathing together. It's so beautiful. Father and son breathing together in harmony. We cannot separate the father from the child. We cannot take the seed out of the plant. Because the plant is the continuation of the seed. The plant is the seed. We can't separate them. So, in the same way, you may believe that your father is another person. You and your father are two completely different people. But according to science, and also according to Buddhism, you and your father inter are. Your father is in you, and you are in your father. So it's a nice practice to say, Father, I know that you're in me. And I vow to live in harmony with you, in me. Father, I know that I'm in you too. I'm also in you. And this is a very deep looking. This is very deep looking, and this can be achieved by sitting meditation. And we can do the exact same thing with the Buddha. The Buddha isn't someone seated on a lotus flower somewhere. He's in us. Because Buddha is fully aware and has peace. And we too have the same seeds in us of awareness, of enlightenment, of peace. And love, and that's why we can say that Buddha is not something outside of us. We can very well, very easily invite Buddha in us to breathe. And in Lepan Village, we do these kinds of exercises. We say, I breathe, breathing in, I invite the Buddha to breathe with me. Buddha and I breathe together. Dear Buddha, my lungs are still in good health. So, you and the Buddha can breathe together. And that's something absolutely wonderful. To invite the Buddha to breathe with us. And you know what? Buddha can breathe very nicely. In fact, he's an expert in breathing. And so when he breathes, he's full of joy. And so that's why each time I invite Buddha to breathe with me, I always feel peace inside. So take advantage of that. Let the Buddha breathe. Invite the Buddha to walk with us, to breathe with us. And if we do, we'll feel a lot of peace and joy. It's so easy. There's nothing easier. So, the child is the continuation of his or her mother and father. And in the same way, the ear of corn and the plant of corn are the continuation of the seed. And nothing is separate. We can't separate these things. They're interconnected. It's one in the other. And this is the way Buddha saw it. And so we have to practice in such a way to be able to see this. And this is very deep. This is a very deep insight. So today, I ask you to look at this plant, to talk to this plant, and this plant will say wonderful things to you. And this is interbeing. We can't be separate from anything else. We can only be together with that thing. The seed of corn cannot be without the plant. And the plant cannot exist without the seed. The two inter-are. So when you hear the little bed, he's talking to the children, you can stand up and bow to the Sangha. So the children are standing up. Some of the adults are too, but they'll be sitting back down in a moment. Thank you.